This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I welcome you to my program, Time with Denise Renner. But today, I have the great privilege of teaching with my husband in his beautiful studio, and we are teaching about how you can have a happy marriage. In just a few days, we are going to be married for 44 years. Oh, I just so praise God for that. And I thank God for my wonderful husband. And today we're going to teach on the mouth, how you can control your mouth. Oh, friend, I know that a lot of arguments, maybe even breakup of marriages, have come from how people speak to one another. And we need to know what the Word of God says about controlling our mouth. And we need to know that we have power and authority through the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside, that our words can choose life instead of death. Now listen to this scripture in Proverbs chapter 16, and it's verse 23. And it says, "The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips." So if you and I are going to be wise, then we are going to teach our mouth. We're going to take responsibility for what comes out of our own mouth. We're not going to blame somebody. "You made me say that because you said that." No. We take responsibility for what comes out of our mouth. Oh, you're going to love this teaching. And I'm so honored to be doing this with my husband, being married 44 years. I thank God. So I want you to join us because we're going to go into his big, beautiful studio. And Rick and I are teaching on how you can have a happy marriage and how you can control your mouth.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and today I'm here with Denise.
Thank you, Rick. I am so happy to be on this program talking about this subject.
And what's the subject?
How to have a happy marriage.
It's five parts, and today is our fifth program, and it's really been good. Please order this series. Today is the last day. We're offering it on the program with a study guide. And today is the last day this week that we're offering Denise's book called Who Stole Cinderella? Denise, this is a good book.
It is really a great book, Rick. And that book is not just for marriages. It's for single women. It's for women getting married. There's a lot of scripture, and I'm very candid in that book.
It's really a great book. And we're also offering you for the last time this week the RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter. And this is the first week we've ever made it available. But you can order all these things by going online or by giving us a call and let us know how to pray for you. Call the number on the screen. We put that number there for you. And we want you to write it down and keep that number, so that when you feel like you need spiritual help in prayer, you have someone to call. Call us. We want to pray for you. Or you can send us an email. Whether you call or whether you send us an email, we're going to pray, and we're going to really pray with power for God to move in your life, and He will. But today, we're going to talk about controlling the mouth. But first, I need to say something. Today, I have been married to this beautiful woman for 44 years. Denise,
44
this is our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
44 years ago, you walked the aisle, and I have a gift for you. So here comes Joel Renner, our youngest son and the CEO of our ministry. And Denise, I have 44 roses for you.
Rick, thank you.
You can count them. There's 44. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, honey.
And Joel, thank you for being the delivery
man. Thank you, Joel.
But today is our anniversary.
Honey, that was so precious.
Thank you for 44 years.
I love you.
Amen. I love you,
thank too. Thank you, Ricky.
But today we want to talk to you about controlling your mouth in your marriage. And actually, it applies to every single relationship in life. And I want us to begin in James chapter 3, where Paul talks about the tongue. Mm. And when you come to James chapter 3, beginning in verse 5, he says, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on the fire of hell." Think about how many times you've said something and it ignited something terrible and you were later so sorry that you said it. Words are powerful. Words start wars. Words start strife. But the verse goes on to say, verse 7, "For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison." And Denise, I want to read these verses from the RIV. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Hold on to your seat. Listen to these verses from the RIV, James 3, beginning in verse 5. "In the same identical way, the tongue is a physically small organ of the body, but in the same way a rudder controls and directs massive ships, the tongue, though small, can make a remarkably big noise and stir a lot of commotion." Think, are you ready for this? Think of how remarkable it is that a small fire, if it is kindled sufficiently to re-spark again and again, can stir a fire so great that it can burn down a whole forest. And the tongue is a fire, a world of its own that, if not controlled, is filled with hurt, injustice, wickedness, and violations of every kind. The tongue is positioned right in the middle of our physical organs, and if not controlled, has a defiling, spotting, staining, negative effect on the whole body. If not controlled, it ignites raging passions that, once released, get the wheels moving in a regrettable series of events. Make no mistake, this is a fire that is released from and inflamed by hell itself. For all of nature, including dangerous, ferocious, savage, wild, four-footed beasts, birds, snakes, and other reptiles and things in the sea, are domesticated and tamed or have been tamed by the human race. But amazingly, absolutely no one from among mankind is able to control, domesticate, or tame the tongue. For the tongue can be as painful as a thorn bush or prickly plant, a source of chaos, disorder, disturbance, instability, insubordination, unrest, and upheaval. It is a real evil, and it is fully loaded with deadly poison. Indeed, the untamed tongue looks for opportunities to shoot its arrows of death at others, and like a poisonous asp or a viper, it waits to strike its next victim and press its fangs down deep enough to release its venom into him. The venom is ugly words that produce death in relationships and situations. Denise, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
And the verse says, "The tongue can no man tame," but the good news is the Holy Spirit can tame the tongue. And if you will submit your tongue to the Holy Spirit, He will help you control your tongue. But James says it's full of deadly poison, and it really is two pictures in Greek. It's the pictures of somebody pulling back an arrow that's loaded with all kinds of poison, which once it hits, it doesn't just strike, it poisons. Or it's the picture of a poisonous snake that puts its fangs into its victim and then pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes. And every time it pushes deeper that venom into its victim. Have you ever been in a situation when somebody began to really lay into you and they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and you just felt like they were trying to put their venom into you? It's really bad. And that's what the tongue does in relationships. And that's why you got to bring it under control, and you have to bring it under the control of the Holy Spirit, whether it's in your marriage, with your sibling, with a friend, with a coworker. You've got to bring your tongue under the control of the Holy Spirit and realize that your tongue can be an instrument of healing or it can be a weapon that brings death. And you decide who's going to control your tongue. Denise?
You know, Rick, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 says, "There is one who speaks like the piercing of the sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." And just like Rick said, it is the piercing of a sword. Maybe somebody has pierced you with that sword and you're still trying to get over it. Or maybe you, with your own tongue, you pierced a sword into somebody else's soul. But on the same line here, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. You and I, by making a choice and submitting ourselves to the Holy Spirit, can bring health to our hearers. And I want to share this with you in Proverbs chapter 15, and it's verse 28. It says, "The heart of the righteous
learns to answer,
studies how to answer." This is a process. You have to study how to answer. Like we've said on other programs, maybe you have to take yourself away from that argument and then go, maybe count to 10 or 100, but take control of yourself and study. How should I go back into that discussion? And the Holy Spirit, as our teacher and our guide, the lover of our soul, He is right there to say what you should say. Maybe you shouldn't say anything. Maybe you should say, "You know, I love you so much, and I don't have any more words to say." Or just not to say one word. Because the Holy Spirit, He is the Spirit who brings peace. And when we submit ourselves and our tongue to Him, He's going to bring peace into that discussion. And Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says that a soft answer will turn away wrath. Well, that means that a soft answer, if wrath is coming towards you, that soft answer has the power, more power than that wrath, to rebuke wrath. Because it comes from that place of listening to the Holy Spirit. You're joined with the Holy Spirit. You're in confidence because of the Holy Spirit. And you come back into that discussion and you come with a soft answer. And that turns away wrath.
You know, Denise, in relationships, when you're in a conversation that can be difficult, really, you need to do more thinking than you do talking.
That's really good, Rick.
James chapter 3 says the tongue is like a rudder. Well, what does a rudder do? The rudder of a ship sets the direction of a ship. And wherever the rudder is pointed, that's where the ship is going to go. And the tongue is like a rudder. And so if I have set my tongue to speak something that is spiteful, or if I've set my tongue to say something that is harsh, it's going to lead me into really rough water. So before I speak, I need to determine, where do I want to go in this relationship? Do I want to go into peace? Do I want to sail into clear waters, peaceful waters? And you got to stop and think about where your words are going to take you. You got to think about it. So let's use the context of you and me. If you and me are in a conversation, I think about how I answer you. You got to have a filter. You can't just say any old thing that comes into your head. That always leads to trouble. That always leads to trouble. So for me personally, and Denise, you do it too because I watch you, there's a lot of pauses in relationship. Will you pause to think about, how should I say this? Should I say this? Will there be a benefit to me saying that? Maybe I need to recouch those words and say that in a different way. How would I feel if someone said that to me? And sometimes you gotta just pause and think and surrender your tongue to the Holy Spirit and realize, okay, here's an opportunity for my tongue to bring healing and help, or for my tongue, like a rudder, to really take us into rougher waters. You gotta pause, you gotta think, you gotta surrender your tongue, and you don't need to say everything fast all at once. You don't need to do that. Better to slow down, submit your thinking to the Spirit of God, submit your tongue to the Spirit of God, and choose your words very carefully, and make sure that you're gonna say something that's gonna minister grace to the hearer, that it's gonna be helpful, and it's not going to be destructive. And again, in marriage, sometimes you need to be more quiet than talking. You need to pause, you need to think, you need to really think about what you're gonna say before you say it.
Rick, in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23, it says that the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. So if we're gonna be wise and we're gonna control our tongue, then it's a teaching process. You have to speak to your mouth, and you have to say, mouth, I'm teaching you right now. You're not gonna say that. You are gonna say this. Because you see, the Holy Spirit inside of you, He's the greater one. So He's actually the greater one over this situation if we yield to Him. And so when we yield to Him and we say, okay, I'm in line with the Holy Spirit, I'm gonna teach my mouth. And mouth, you're not going to bring destruction to this conversation. You are going to bring peace. That's the kind of power that we have with the Holy Spirit to correct our speech.
And the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, listen to this, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
I love that.
You need to be quick to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you. He'll probably tell you to slow down. Slow down. The very next thing says, be slow to speak. The word slow is the Greek word bradeus. It really describes a person that has an impediment. They don't have the ability to speak fast. They have a hard time getting it out, which means rather than just rush to release a slew of words that you're going to regret, you need to have a hard time getting it out of your mouth. And then it says, slow to wrath. You know why? Slow to speak, slow to wrath are connected, because wrath and speech are connected. When you begin to speak things that you don't like and speak vile words and begin to spew words, it's connected to your wrath. Your wrath follows. You stir it up. That's how powerful the tongue is. But when you say, okay, I'm going to be swift to hear. I'm going to hear what God is saying to me. And I'm gonna zip my lips, I'm gonna listen to what she is saying to me. Sometimes you're thinking so much about what you're gonna say next that you're not really hearing what's being communicated. You need to hear what's being communicated. So I'm gonna zip my lips, gonna open my ears, and after I hear, I'm gonna be slow in my response. And if you're slow to speak, you'll also be slow to wrath. You can put on the brakes by choosing to control your mouth.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23 says, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. What a fabulous verse to tell us, if we just guard our mouth, if we just teach our mouth and our tongue, we are going to keep ourselves from troubles. Like, you're a person who keeps your mouth, your tongue, so you're like in a bubble I am keeping myself from troubles. I've been teaching on marriage for like 16 years to women. I've taught thousands of women, and online especially, and face-to-face. And so I was teaching the ladies about controlling their mouth, and I said, let your speech, don't criticize, don't correct, don't complain, and don't correct. And so I was teaching them that. And so this woman, she went home and she did what I said. The whole week, she kept her mouth closed from correction and criticizing and teaching. And she came back the next Sunday and she said, you know, this was the most peaceful week that I've ever had in my marriage. Well, why? Because she guarded her mouth and her tongue, and it kept her soul from troubles. A lot of times we say, oh, well, this is just out of control. No, it's not out of control. You can bring it in control.
You know, Peter says that our speech should be seasoned with salt.
I like that.
Salt is used for healing. And so you need to say, okay, is this going to bring healing or is this going to bring trouble? This is really powerful what we're talking about. We could stop so much strife and trouble by just controlling our mouth. And let me ask you, how many times have you ever been in a conversation and you've said to yourself, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. And whoops, there goes. You said it. Immediately, it's like the venom was injected through your fangs into your victim. And immediately, it brings a bad result and you just wish, oh, why hadn't I listened to what the Holy Spirit was telling me and just kept that to myself? And you wish that you could pull those words back, but it's too late. But in that kind of a case, let me tell you what to do. Just stop right then and minister words seasoned with salt to say, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. That was harsh. That was unkind. That was not helpful. Would you please forgive me for saying that? Immediately apply salt to that wound. You do what you can to bring healing to a situation that you just created with your own mouth. God has given us so much power to bring healing instead of destruction. Amen, Denise?
Amen. And we're the ones with the authority over our mouth. You can't say, oh, well, they made me say that. No, they didn't. You made that choice to say that. But you can make the choice to bring healing, like Rick's talking about. That, you know, the Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Choose which one. So we can choose by the power of the Holy Spirit to choose life.
Yes.
And healing and blessing coming out of our tongue.
Denise, we're out of time, but happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thank you for my beautiful roses.
You're welcome, and thank you for a happy, wonderful marriage.
Thank you for being my wonderful husband.
And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to pray for you.
Tell us about your pet.
Well, we do have a pet. We have a Shar Pei named Precious. Now, when Precious first came into our life, she came with another Shar Pei. There were two of them. One was a boy, one was a girl. The boy's name was Mighty. The girl's name was Precious. So when we would call for them, we would say, Mighty, Precious. And here they would both come running. And well, they just loved each other and we enjoyed them, but Mighty passed away. So now we just have Precious. And guess what? Precious adores your mother. She follows your mother from room to room. She is so addicted to your mother, and she's kind of forgotten that I exist. But we do have a pet, Precious, our Shar Pei, and while she is like an award-winning champion Shar Pei, she is absolutely beautiful, and we really enjoy our dog.
Want a marriage filled with peace, purpose, and joy? In this new series, How to Have a Happy Marriage, Rick and Denise Renner share biblical wisdom and real-life lessons that have helped them strengthen their relationship with one another, overcome strife, and experience the joy of a God-centered marriage. In this five-part series, you will learn how to find purpose in your marriage, how to eliminate strife and maintain peace, the power of forgiveness, how to let the Holy Spirit guide your tongue. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11, this series will equip you to strengthen your marriage on a solid biblical foundation. In addition to this teaching series, you can order Denise's book, Who Stole Cinderella, and Rick's book, The RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter. Order today. Don't miss this special offer of the bundle of the series, How to Have a Happy Marriage, starting at just $11, and the books, Who Stole Cinderella, for $17, and The RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter for $38. Call the number on your screen or go online to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Well, we just wrapped up a 5-part series called How to Have a Happy Marriage. And it comes with a study guide. And we're also offering you, and by the way, today's the last day we're offering it, Denise's book called Who Stole Cinderella. This book is so good. And we're offering you the RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter. But you can order all these things by going online. And Denise, I want to say again, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Right? I hope you like your roses.
They're gorgeous.
Thank you for being with us this week. And thank you for communicating to let us know that you have enjoyed this series. We really enjoy hearing from you, and your comments mean so much to me and Denise.
And I just want to say, value your marriage. Don't throw it away. Value what God gave you, and value your spouse. Think about what's good about them, not just what's bad about them.
And if you need prayer, please reach out to us, because we're waiting for the phone to ring right now. Please call us or send us an email. Let us know how we can pray for you, whatever it is that's on your heart. And according to 1 John 5:14 and 15, if we pray anything according to His will, and we'll pray according to the Scripture, He'll hear us, and we will have the petitions that we request of Him, which means Jesus will do what needs to be done. But thank you for being with me and Denise for all of these programs, and we want to pray with you. Father, we thank you, first of all, for us today celebrating 44 years of marriage.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we pray for people that are trying to bring corrections to their marriage. Lord, we pray for people that have made mistakes. Lord, your restorative power is available for them right now. We thank you, Lord, that with you there is always hope and there's always restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you in the next program. But remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.